United Way for Southeastern Michigan, working every day to foster communities where all households are stable and every child thrives. There really is not any aspect of life that is not touched in some way by United Way for Southeast Michigan. And we're glad to say that this is WJR Cares Day featuring United Way. And we're joined by Dr. Darian Hudson, the president and CEO of United Way for Southeast Michigan. Dr. Hudson, did I say your first name correctly?
Yes, you did, Marie. Good morning.
And good morning. We're thrilled that you're with us today. We're talking food security, financial stability, good health, quality education for everyone. There's not an easy task on your list, Dr. Hudson.
No, there isn't. But what I will say is it gets easier because of all of the people who sign up to help us, like WJR.
You know, on that point, Dr. Hudson, I mean, let's start right there. How can people help? You know, we often heard it said, and I've heard Paul say it, that our listening audience is amongst the most generous people anywhere. Give us our marching orders. How can we help, Dr. Hudson?
Well, your first step is to go to www.unitedwaysem.org. There you can learn more about all of our programs and you can donate to our cause. This is the highest point of our campaign as we light the way. We also have hundreds of volunteer opportunities. And this year, our goal is to hit 40,000 volunteer hours. We need all hands on deck to make sure we're meeting the needs of our community. But we also are advocating for critical issues in our community. And you can find out more information there as well. But as you said in your opening, you know, we touch so many different parts of our community. And we know that 40% of our families are struggling to meet their most basic needs. So anyone who's listening, we really encourage all of you to get involved.
That figure of 40% of families trying to get or meet their basic needs is just, it is overwhelming when you think 4 out of 10 families in a neighborhood struggling. It's pretty tough, Dr. Hudson. And United Way's COVID-19 Community Response Fund put $36 million into the community, keeping child care facilities, food pantries, and homeless shelters open during that pandemic. The investment resulted in 25 million meals served, 970 pieces of personal protection equipment distributed, and more than 3 million people directly helped. That was for the pandemic, but now we are sort of moving away from the pandemic and the urgent part or the acute part of the pandemic and into a new path post-pandemic. What is United Way looking forward to here in the coming new year, 2022?
So I will say that while we may be past the height of the pandemic, we are still very much involved in activities and partnerships related to COVID. I'll give you a few examples. In Oakland County, we just launched our mental health initiative, $10 million worth of grants that are going out to the community for organizations that are supporting mental health. In Macomb County, we have the COVID Emergency Relief Assistance Fund. We've processed $15 million worth of requests for emergency rental assistance. We're also the COVID vaccination hub for Southeastern Michigan. So we're partnering with the state of Michigan and the Michigan Association of United Ways to make sure that everyone in our region is vaccinated, that they have the information necessary to take care of themselves and to take care of their families. So there are still so many people who have needs as a result of COVID and the pandemic. So we are still working very hard to make sure that those needs are being met.
Dr. Darian Hudson, President and CEO of United Way for Southeastern Michigan, kindly joining us here on 760 WJR. You know, Dr. Hudson, I'm so glad that you brought that point up because, yes, the meals are important, and obviously we want to get everybody fed. But this goes so much beyond that, and certainly the pandemic really hit the Black community hard.
It did. Prior to the pandemic, 60% of our families were struggling to meet their most basic needs, our Black families. And when you look at our senior population, 66% of seniors were affected, and 73% of our single or female-headed households were affected. So when we think about partnerships that have been critical specifically to the Black community, I just wanted to highlight our partnership with Black Entertainment Television. We worked with cities around the country to get resources specifically to our Black community, as well as the Harlem Children's Zone that's based out of New York. But we currently have Connect 313, which is a partnership I'm really proud of, with the City of Detroit, with Rocket Mortgage, and with Microsoft, and a host of partners who are helping to make sure that we are closing that digital divide. We are moving Detroit from being the least connected city to the most connected city in just a four-year time span. And that's going to be critical to make sure that all of these resources and all of these programs that we're talking about have lasting impact.
And as important as that program is, Dr. Hudson, one of the things that I've always admired about United Way is that 211 call center. The center answered more than 125,000 calls from community members in need, and it's serving as the go-to resource for information on COVID testing and vaccination, housing support, and more. In other words, if you are a family that suddenly finds yourself a foot away from being homeless, you can call 211 and you can get information on how to help yourself, or your family member can call for you and they can direct you on how to get help or how to get emergency food. A million different questions like that are answered. I just can't get over how much great work 211 does. And sometimes I just think we take it for granted in the community.
You know, you're right. 211 is such a valuable resource, and you hear it being announced on TV and on radio whenever there's a crisis. You know, for example, the flooding crisis that we've been experiencing since the beginning of the summer. But it connects. If you call 211, you're connected to over 1,000 nonprofits and social service agencies and institutions across six counties in our region. And so one-stop shop for those resources. And, you know, all these programs that we're naming today, Marie, they are all anchored through 211. So a very special thank you to my team. They're on the phones now, ready to, to receive anyone who needs assistance. And there are actually seven centers around the state of Michigan that are doing the same.
Well, it's a pleasure to be involved in a very small way. And as I said, I mean, one thing that we know is our listeners are amongst the most generous out there. We wish you nothing but the best, Dr. Hudson. We're only a call away if you ever need anything.
Oh, thank you so much. And I appreciate you dedicating your WJ Cares effort to United Way. And thank you so much to all of our donors and our volunteers and advocates who are listening this morning.
And thank you, Dr. Hudson. And once again, it's WJR Cares Day featuring United Way. UnitedWaySEM.org/light the way. UnitedWaySEM.org/light the way. They need you and your community needs you. And that's the place to give. So again, if you have a minute, check them out.